Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Stevie Dan bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Anita Rosen is our guest. She's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, more than 11 years as a great member of our Brain Trust. Anita, thank you for all the great service, all the great information and wisdom and perspective that you've helped us with over the years. Anita is one of the internet pioneers. I love calling her that because she's only 29, so it's amazing how, you know, they got her out of elementary school. Anita,
I'm 29 in my dreams.
E-Learning 2.0 is a book you have to have, folks. Also, the E-Commerce Question and Answer Book, second edition. You got another book coming out, Anita?
Not ready to talk about it yet.
But you have, don't you? I'm outing you. I know you got one, so
yeah.
All you got to do is say you promised to launch it on my show.
I promise to launch it on your show.
That's all I want to hear. All right, so look, we're talking about what a web marketing strategy looks like. And how to execute it and how to measure it, right? What else do we need to know?
Right. And there's lots of different avenues out there. And the first one is to decide which avenue. And the nice thing, the easy thing, the great thing about the web is it's really easy to try an avenue.
And change if it doesn't work.
If it doesn't work. But how do you know it doesn't work unless you know what you mean by work?
Mm-hmm.
And I tell people is even a step before that, is what people need to do is before they even decide to do something is how do you choose what to do? What I say is look at other businesses like yours.
Mm-hmm.
Businesses either in your space, maybe bigger businesses that are doing it, or other small businesses that are doing it. And I bet you can even talk to some of them. Oh,
mm-hmm.
I saw you were doing Twitter. How's that working for you?
Well, and the thing is this is an example. A web strategy is an example where you know people are pretty much willing to share with you. I mean, there's so many eyeballs, potential eyeballs to look at your stuff that you know that there's plenty to go around. And the biggest thing that I'm worried about for small businesses right now, Anita, is that they're not mobile ready, and they don't realize it's something I've been saying, and I hammered this home with my new book, and that is that mobile computing wasn't any part of your past, but it's going to dominate your future. And
how many of us walk around with a mobile phone with our head stuck in a mobile phone?
Almost all. Right?
Right.
These days. It costs, because it's now, we now know that it costs no more to make a smartphone than it does to make a dumb phone. And so people are going to, everybody's going to have a smartphone this next year. Everybody will have a smartphone.
But the phone is the cheap part.
That's right.
The expensive part is the service.
Yeah.
I know, because I have a preteen.
Yeah.
We looked at a phone and we decided
right.
They got a dumb phone because it was $10 a month as opposed to
right.
Smartphone,
but if you're an adult,
you're
an adult and you're trying to accomplish anything, you're trying to use.
You've got
you got your smartphone. It becomes the pretty darn good alternative to your laptop.
Oh, definitely.
Your tablet. I don't even pick up my tablet anymore. My tablet pretty much is not even in my world anymore. I'm doing almost everything on my laptop and my phone.
Yeah.
And so,
how many of us just can't? You know, if you had to race out of the house,
yeah,
what would you rather have in your hand?
I wouldn't leave without my phone.
Well, or your phone.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, folks, if you're not mobile ready, if you're not, and what I tell them is they need a mobile site. They don't need a mobile app, but they need a mobile site. To me, this is a major part of your next step web strategy. What do you think?
Definitely, I would say out of anything that you're going to, well, I should say it depends upon your business. How are people accessing? Because you just said something really important, Jim. Are people accessing you on the move or the only time that people are going to look you up and access you is when they're sitting in front of their computer.
Mm-hmm.
So what kind of service do you have, and how would people access you? And if it's something that you're on the move, so you're a Main Street kind of store, Main Street kind of stores people access on the move.
Mm-hmm.
You're a restaurant, definitely on the move.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're a business that someone's going to access while they're on the move, they're talking to someone else, and they say, oh, yeah, you just mentioned that, let me look that up.
Mm-hmm.
You want to be on a phone. If people are going to talk about your service or do anything while you're on the move, and it can even be something, I was just talking to a friend, we were out to lunch and we were talking about insulation.
Mm-hmm.
And I sat there as she was telling me she's going to have someone come in and do some extra insulation. I was looking it up on my phone.
And you found her
to
a
see
resource.
See if I could contact them.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Anita, thanks for being here. Give us the website one more time, please.
ReadyGo.com.
Check it out, folks. You will be smarter when you do. Thanks, Anita. Come back soon.
My pleasure.
Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blastingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.